This episode of Critical Hit is sponsored by Audible. Please visit them at audiblepodcast.com/criticalhit for a free audiobook download. Hello, everyone. Before we get into this week's episode, I wanted to take a moment and address an issue that comes up quite a bit here at Critical Hit. And this one comes from Jessup, who says, "Hey, guys, I've recently started listening to your podcast after finding it on the iTunes page. I've been looking for something like this for a while now, and this is amazing. Starting on number one and working my way up. I'm only on number 26 back in July. So I don't know if you've mentioned this yet or what, but the music that you play at the beginning and end of your podcast, I was wondering if you had a link or something so I could download it. I'm planning on having a few game sessions with some friends who are new, and I thought if I were to play that in the background, play some sound effects, and do other cool things other than just pen and paper, their game experience would be enhanced and would like to continue. So, would you happen to have a link I could download, or do you have some sort of copyright legit stuff where two D6 lawyers pop out of nowhere to sue me? Thanks for your time. If you don't respond, that's also cool. You guys are probably busy, and I'd rather have more podcasts to listen to. Blah, la, 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 la. Love the podcast," says Tiny Llama, a.k.a. Jessup. "Don't read my email on the air," he says, or she says. It's called Bow and Arrow, and it's part of the Apple Loops collection that comes with Soundtrack Pro. Now, if you've got Apple Logic, you may be able to find it there, and it may now be included in Apple's GarageBand. But this is the name of the song, and you can certainly find it if you have one of those software packages that you install in your computer-like device. But this is something that we definitely cannot put up for download because we don't own it. It's great that people love this song. I'm glad that it was something that Apple had released, and it sounds very cool, and it's a perfect complement to what we do here at Critical Hit. But I did want everyone to know that, hey, here's a song. Here's the where we get it from. I think we may have mentioned this maybe a time or two before, but I did want to spell that out to everyone so that they knew that, yeah, this is not something that you're going to be able to buy from the Critical Hit store anytime soon. Oop, maybe I said too much right there. But you can't buy this song unless you have one of these other products from Apple. And you can certainly find it. And I know a lot of you have written in to say, hey, I've heard this song in such and such a spot, or I've heard this song in this commercial, or I heard this song at this convention. That's great. It's a music library song, and that's where we get it from. It does kind of sound a little bit like the Game of Thrones a little bit. Some people have compared it to that, and that reminds me of a funny story that happened this week to my son. He found out from his teacher that he could bring books to school, and so I'm thinking he's going to take Cat in the Hat or This Room is a Mess or One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. What book did he take with him? He got up on the counter. He's a kindergartner, mind you. Took Game of Thrones to school. You know, Game of Thrones, A Song of Fire and Ice, the one that everyone is loving so much after seasons one and season two of there on HBO. Kind of got a little bit of trouble for bringing that big book to school. Secretly inside, I was saying, yes, way to go, son. He probably wouldn't have gotten into this trouble had he gotten the audiobook from audiblepodcast.com/criticalhit. Our sponsors for this week's episode: Audible is the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment, providing digital versions of tens of thousands of audiobooks, just like George R.R. Martin's A Game of Thrones, A Song of Fire and Ice, unabridged. If you've got, how many hours is this thing? 33 hours and 50 minutes to spare listening to this being read by Roy Dotrice. Audiblepodcast.com/criticalhit provides all of those. You can listen anywhere and wherever you want, just like the podcast you're listening to right now. Audible has over 100,000 titles to choose from. Every genre, Audible has it all covered just for you. Now listen, this is for our listeners in the U.S. and Canada. You can get a free audiobook download. Perhaps it is going to be Game of Fire and Ice or A Song of Fire and Ice when you sign up today over at audiblepodcast.com/criticalhit. Why are we doing this? Well, you can probably figure it out. They're sponsoring our show. You go and sign up at audiblepodcast.com/criticalhit. And guess what? You more people sign up for this service, more of you who take advantage of this free offer in the U.S. and Canada, a little comes our way, which means we can have more fine shows like this available to you. So remember, that's a free audiobook for our friends in the United States and Canada when they head over to audiblepodcast.com/criticalhit. Go and do it today. We thank them for sponsoring this show. And now, let's find out what happens at the end of this battle, okay?
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers Dungeons & Dragons podcast. Thank you so much for being with us this episode. We really appreciate everyone who downloads, spreads the word about what we're doing, this real play RPG with Wizards of the Coast Dungeons & Dragons. Our party is in the middle of a field, battling headless horsemen. And we're actually winning, to an extent. Let's see if that tide of battle will change.
You guys are doing pretty well.
I think so.
Are any of you bloody right now?
Negative.
I haven't been hit yet.
I think I'm the only one that's been bloodied. So.
I'd say you guys are doing well.
So we are at the top of what round? Five?
This is the fifth round of combat.
Fifth round of combat.
Four, 15 seconds.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Yes. We're coming up on 30 seconds.
Yep. Torque.
Hello.
It is your turn.
My name is Torque. I am now going to kill something.
Yay.
Please return the stewards to her original upright position. Comeback strike. You say it's faithful.
Reliable.
Yeah, that too. Since I have the ability to use my comeback strike again,
mm-hmm.
because it is a reliable power, meaning that if I miss with it, it's still there and it's a standard action. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to attack with my frontline search.
Okay.
30 versus AC.
30 versus AC, I'm pretty sure we'll hit.
Skawapo, that's much.
Yep.
Much kill it.
Mm-hmm. Kill it with fire?
Kill it with axe.
12 plus 10 plus plus 8. 12 40? Plus 10 plus 8 is 30. My math gets better as I get sleepier.
So 30?
30 in the face. Each ally within two squares of me, meaning each Trell, can shift one square as a free action.
We need to get another one of those.
Another Trell?
Yes.
Sure. I'll shift away.
Each Trell can shift one square to her liking.
This is Trell will yet? Shift away. Yes. Oh, yeah, I will shoot you.
Okay.
Any chance of him being bloody?
Oh, yes.
Yes!
Now he's bloody?
Yep.
Cool. He is marked. I don't have another way to do anything, do I? I use my action point.
Yep.
I don't have a fram or a stat. I don't have any. Is there such a thing as an interrupt attack power?
Yes.
There's quite a few, actually.
Yeah. Just look down Trail's sheet.
Yeah. Get me one.
I got two.
Next time you level up, we'll look into... Sure. What we can find.
Okay, cool. Let's find a move in the minor and the standard and the glaiven. I still have the ability to move, but no necessity.
Well, hang on. Before you finish your turn, since you bloodied it, it's going to take an attack on you.
I'm going to duck.
Makes sense.
Oh, wait. If it attacks me, that means I get an attack of opportunity, right?
No.
No. If it had attacked Trell, no.
I duck.
You can't take opportunity actions or immediate actions during your own turn.
Whose side are you on?
The rules?
That's right.
The rules aren't a side. The rules are the enemy.
Rob is on the
How
side.
How is that not a side?
He's on the side of semantics, I think.
Yes.
The semantic angels.
Rob is, in fact, lawful neutral.
Rob is a rules cherub.
Well, yes. I am chaotic.
He's a Modron.
There you go.
So that's going to be a 27 versus AC.
That's going to be a. How many turns has it been since I used my belt?
A few.
That's going to be a hit.
Okay.
But I'm not going to be happy about it.
Probably not. But this could be low.
He can't even see your frown because he has no face.
That's right.
Oh. Mm. He's got no human grace. The horseman.
No.
What do we got?
Hang on, I'm calculating.
Okay.
I feel like
more
weird
damage
about...
to the pun.
That's going to be 22 damage.
Your mother.
Oh, and okay. It pushes you two squares.
Okay.
I feel a little weird about this because we don't even know what's going on with these guys, just that they're trying to kill us suddenly.
Well, that's, I can tell you three enough. Things that are yeah. important.
They're trying to kill us.
Remember, the hedgehog said they were bad, and cute is one of the first indicators of not evil.
I know, I completely agree. I just think that it's strange. You know,
guy comes rushing out of the fog with a sword and tries to stick it up my nose. Wait, can't we discuss this rationally?
Like, no, I'm more
I
like,
feel your pain. I do.
So Torque like, got knocked back.
It's still his turn. What you're doing, your occupation. You know, could I see some ID before we do this?
Are you over the age of 18?
Yes.
It's not a crazy theory, except Rodrigo spent so much time setting up the board for them to come rushing at us.
Hello,
friends.
Sword in the gut.
You say that. You say that like I've never arranged you guys in a battlefield and then proceed to just completely dump the encounter for something ludicrous.
Yes.
A. B. Just because you hand them a cake doesn't mean they're not going to try to stab you.
That's true too.
I believe that is how the Normans conquered most of Europe.
A cake.
Yes. And then
you're just saying it is a little troubling that. We don't know anything about them.
Yeah, I just think it's like...
Do you think that it would be in character for Trell to try to address them?
No.
So you personally are conflicted about, like, morally feel that this is an issue?
I don't know. I think maybe...
She's got a point.
I think to Trell it might be weird, but there's no way that she's going to, like, stop the fighting to ask them. I just think that... Considering like all the things that have attacked us, out of those things, I think this is the weirdest. Considering
some
flappy face guy. Oh, she wasn't there for that. So
yeah, it wasn't. No. I mean, in the Feywild,
this is least natural thing that's attacked us.
Right.
Yeah.
Which means it's you would think you'd be able to get some sort of sentient response, some sort of thing going on, as opposed to it's just a predator trying to get. Food.
Exactly, like the predator thing. Even I think in Trail's case, I'm sorry to take up time with this.
No, this is great.
Like, no, this is good stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's like even in Trail's case, like hunting things makes sense, but she's not like the man is the is the greatest prey. You know, she's not that person.
Right. The most dangerous game.
The most dangerous game. No. Exactly. She's not that.
That's season 5.
So, yeah, it's just kind of all the things that they've seen and been through, like all the people like things they've had conversations with and stuff. What are you doing, Matthew? What are you doing? Okay, so it's just yeah, I was just thinking about this being weird.
Honestly, I was kind of surprised there wasn't some attempt to converse at the start. Like, but
whose
responsibility is that? The diplomat?
Well, I was expecting it from Trell more than anything.
Oh, really? Okay.
But, you know, well the rest of us would have just shrugged and stabbed.
Have been friendly with us, and they said these are bad things that have been.
Again, I wasn't expecting anything else from the rest of us.
And Torque goes faster than I do, so whatever Torque's response is, I have to run with that. And they started attacking us. So.
Yeah, it was like...
Torque's definitely the talent where Ket's
like
the producer.
At the end of the initiative order here. I mean, I don't know how that works out someone wants to say, hey, wait a second.
Well, once we're in combat, it would kind of go by initiative order, unless you
would have been Torque's smash.
Yes. So something comes with out of the fog with malicious intent, and before anybody can react, Torque has already chopped one in half.
Mm-hmm. Well,
maybe they were
again,
on their
remember
way to
that,
a party.
Like,
and
they were pretty much coming to kill you.
Yeah.
Like, remember that her assignment here is to, like, take care of the party and not, you know, if this is an immediate danger and it doesn't look like they're going to be like, halt, we have a warrant for your magical arrest or some crap like that. Like, you know,
I didn't do it.
No, that's ridiculous.
Yeah,
probably did it.
If they had had a warrant for your magical arrest, you probably wouldn't be able to move.
Of course.
So I says to the guy, I says, I don't like the cut of your jib. And he says to me, that's too bad because it's the only jib I got. Okay, so where were we?
Oh, I
so,
believe.
Yeah, I yeah, we can continue. I mean, there's no like, I think, like you know, I don't know gibberish. How to say keep one of them alive, but one is petrified. I don't know how that works, but just something to.
He's alive-ish.
Yeah, he's alive.
You don't have to, but you also don't have to kill somebody on the final blow, right? I mean, you can spare their life.
Yeah. Define kill. It's just a one-turn thing. But think about
how are you going to interrogate something that has no face?
Exactly. Exactly. I don't know.
Show me up a doll. Where? No, wait.
Please.
Look for his wallet. See if he has identification.
You know, it's easier to look through their wallet after they're dead.
Butkus, and he's from the IRS.
His name is Murder Kill Man.
Death Strike Blood Force.
Murder Killman?
Yes.
He's drawn by Rob Liefeld, which explains why he has neither a head nor ankles.
Murder Kill what?
Murder Killman.
Killman? Oh, okay. I thought there was another one in there.
So we've met the Murder Killmans now?
Yep, the Murder Killmans.
So we've got the Lemurmans and the Murder Killmans.
Yep.
Like I said, I don't think we can do anything about it right now. But just so something I wanted to say.
Continuing Torque's turn?
I believe yes. Torque has a move and a minor action.
We're still on the first turn of this round.
Yes.
So much for 20 minutes.
Sorry.
It's all right. We're good to go.
No, this is stuff. I mean, people say, oh, I don't like it when you drop combat so long, but they also like to hear mechanics and discussions of stuff. This is that discussion. Yeah. This is the stuff that that our listeners have said that they like listening to. So it's good. Good question.
Great entertainment.
Adriana gets a gold star for the episode.
We feel your pain. We do. That's important.
I get a sticker that says grape job on it.
Grape
and
job.
A smiley face.
It's just a,
and it's a scratch and sniff. Grape.
Yeah.
Grape job.
Grape job. I get it.
So, Torque, you should get up next to the Salvatore again.
Okay.
And you should go about it this way.
I'm gonna
why that
do
way?
Because
Rob has an idea.
Someone
that
might be able to get into the flanking.
30 seconds
in there.
Won't work, but it's okay. He's thinking two steps ahead of the game.
Pretty much.
Okay. Are we good then?
I'm good.
All right.
Wait, is he marked? He's marked.
Yep. Yeah. That'll make it Camus' turn.
You marked him as he kicked you in the face.
What? Somebody's standing. Camus' attack.
Camus hate stand.
Yes.
Camus smash.
Kneel before Camus.
Yes.
What you gonna do, brother?
Rah. That's gonna be, that'll hit, and she's attacking Lovecraft.
Not Torque. No, not Torque.
It's the betrayal.
You had that, and they attack Torque voice in your voice there. Or as we like to call it, the part where you talk.
You're not bloody, are you, Torque?
I don't think so.
No, he's been popping heals right and left.
Yeah, you're doing good. That's good. It's hitting you, but
you're doing good.
You're doing good.
Yeah, I can totally see where your legs are. They're attached to your buddy, friend. Don't worry about it.
You didn't get sucked into a god mud, so you're doing okay.
All right, so...
Yeah.
Camus.
I don't even know what any of that means.
God mud, the one episode we're on. Never mind.
The Summer King.
Yes.
Oh, right, I remember, on the back of the giant manta ray.
Good news, guys. Camus has a hang of this.
Yay.
Ray.
Took her a bit.
Yep.
Go, honey bunny.
Takes us all a bit.
From the guys.
In Elven, it sounds even more awesome. Yep. And embarrassing.
In Elven, it sounds like ich hab nicht gefickten Schrottmaschinen.
No.
It sounds like flowers falling on an open meadow. It's so cute.
Yes. Yeah. Speaking of which, Orym.
That is pretty amazing.
What? No, totally. That is
Am I within 10? Is this 10 squares away from me?
Oh, 1, 2. three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
That was a pretty good transition.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to try.
Is that a ranged attack?
Yes, it is.
Do you want to do it next? Oh, wait. Is that guy still dazed?
He's dazed.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Carry on.
Flaming Sphere.
Sphere.
That will be a 27 versus reflex.
You want to do it right there?
Yep. 27. Against Tolkien.
27, pretty sure we'll hit.
Sphere.
Yep.
Sphere.
Let me roll some damage here.
Okay.
I do remember Homer there is stoned.
Yep. Right. 18 damage.
18 damage.
Yep.
Yeah, but when he saves from that, he's immobilized.
Yeah.
So, might as well have it right next to him already.
Okay. What else?
Action point.
Okay.
One sword against Hefner.
You may shift as a free action before or after this attack.
One sword to rule them all.
Is there a reason why I wouldn't want to?
About the only thing I could see is getting next to Camus so Randus could get up in there and
team high
five.
Five. Man.
Meh.
We could still do it.
This is probably not very good. Well, oh wait, 24, 25, 26, 26 versus reflex.
Well, is 24 versus reflex?
24 versus reflex, I don't think would hit.
Oh, you get 26
but I get 26 automatically, 26 so. 26 versus reflex on Hefner?
Yep.
16 damage. Ooh, okay, what do we... It's a 6, 22, 23, 24 versus will.
That'll hit.
Okay, I used up that plus 2 bonus that I had.
No, you haven't yet.
Yes, 22.
23, 24, because it's prone.
Oh, 24. Okay, so I didn't.
And I think that was until the end of Randus's next turn.
Yes. Yes.
So it's probably gone by
gone
now.
Anyway. Yeah. All right, so one sword continues. Hefner's still dazed. Flaming Sphere, minor sustain.
You just cast it. You don't need to sustain.
Yeah, I know. You don't sustain but until the next I'm done. Time,
okay.
he's just throwing his minor action to the wind, and I sustain something I don't even need to. Hey, it's Homer's turn. He's going to try to save.
But Homer is first going to take 5. Let's see. 6 damage. Fire damage.
Reduction 20.
Oh, that's right. Darn it.
See, that's
son
why
of a bitch.
That's why he questioned that's okay. You putting it there.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have done any...
If he does, no, that's yeah. It's fine. It's yeah. It's a good placement. If, for example, he was to save now, he would take damage on his next turn.
But he's not going to save now.
He's probably not going to save now. Nope, he doesn't save.
Yay!
It's all right.
Control it up, Striker.
Yeah, you're not a Striker.
Those guys are strikers.
Lovecraft. Did I try to save last time for Lovecraft?
You did. You failed.
That was before my turn, because you failed, because then I put it on him to have the bigger penalty.
A lead troller?
Sure.
You tried to destroy the metal.
So, Lovecraft is going to take 5 damage. And then he's going to spend a move action to stand up. There's some good horses. They just stand right up. Except for that one.
It's now, extremely dazed.
I think at this point the horse is on top of the rider.
Yeah, kind of like just let me do this, all right? Amateurs. And then it will attack Camus.
Bad creature.
Nope.
Don't attack our lizard monster friend.
Yeah.
Salvatore's turn.
You're still alive.
Yep.
It was just bloodied on the last.
I know.
Yeah.
Action that dealt with it.
It's just he's been whomped on by those guys for a while now.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure those two just kind of unloaded in the first round. And
yeah, they're those two are really... those two are pretty much dragsters. Okay, so Salvatore is going to hit Torque. Or attempt to, anyway.
He's going to fail.
Yes.
He will be stricken down.
It's going to be a 25 versus AC.
That'd be a negatory.
Yay!
Okay. Yay!
Slower there. Rendus.
Okay, I suppose might as well start the failing. We'll go for a magic weapon using my crossbow upon... That one would be awfully easy to hit.
You could don't think of it as failing. Think of it as being minimally exceptional.
Magic weapon in the face.
I suppose.
So. He still stays within the team high five range, right?
So. Yep. Yeah, and he wasn't within opportunity attack range anyways.
So we'll magic weapon? Yeah. Oh, wow. That's totally making up for the first round. Okay, we'll go ahead and say the 34 versus AC.
Had to break it in. Is yep. he used
not
it
at ahead.
Home? All yeah. right.
Used it at home was relatively balanced.
Not like actually used it.
Not just for any game, but just...
So 14, no, it's 14 damage. And...
It's a testament to how awesome Brian is that even when he rolls low, he's extremely valuable to the team. If I roll low... But, nothing yeah. gets done on my end. Cork rolls low, nothing gets done.
A testament Brandis to how low, Brian builds awesome. His characters.
Yes.
Which is good. You know, you build your strengths.
Or lack.
Yes, or lack thereof.
If I roll correct. A zero, what happens now?
All right. So, yes. And since this is magic weapon, we are all... There's a burst of energy, and so each of those two allies there next to me get a plus one power bonus to attack rolls. And plus four to damage rolls until cool. the end of my next turn.
Plus one to attack, plus four to damage.
Yep. Kill this thing.
That doesn't count the flaming sphere, does it?
No.
Didn't think so.
Darn.
Yeah, two damage rolls.
That's but a damage roll. But it counts Aurum. If yeah. Aurum does... Oh, you mean if he does the flaming sphere attack?
No, then no. It just because it's their...
It's a D4.
The D4, no, it doesn't count the D4.
Okay. I guess it doesn't count the wand asking. Or the sword or whatever it is.
Right. Okay. Is that it?
Nice try. Yeah, we'll call that good. Wait, anybody need healing?
Yes.
Shut up.
Cat.
I'm just not getting out of this mess.
Punch somebody.
I'm not going to punch anybody. I might whip
punch
them.
Whip him right in the face.
When a problem comes along, Cat,
you must punch it.
Is Camus currently going by Rivendorn or the other one? And if so, what is the other one?
She's going by Greyborn.
Mrs.
Greyborn, take him down. Commander strike on Lovecraft.
Okay.
Because a whip is a reach weapon.
And so you're having Camus do your attack for you?
Yes. I'm basically
she seems to be doing a good job of it.
Whip around and
he's
grab
using his command
Lovecraft.
Power.
And, yep.
Oh, that's very high.
Yay.
Ket has the superpower to be really pushy.
Yes.
You, like tangle the horse's neck and
yeah.
And we could leaving a good opening.
Nice.
Yeah.
And there's an additional 3 damage from
That worked pretty good.
She wallops him, but good.
Knocks him over again.
Knocks it over again.
Yay!
I'm going to attempt to teleport a square.
Okay.
Into the bush.
Okay. All right.
Spit him out roll next to the fireball.
One, two, three, four.
Nice.
Awesome. God damn it.
Two.
You guys saw that? That was clean.
Yep.
I would let you I will let you go here instead if you would like.
So sure. Why don't we explain to our listeners what just happened?
All right. So Ket earlier tried to move into the crop right there at the center and it pushed him away. So then he tried teleporting into it. And due to its weird arcane Flux, basically, he just reappeared right back where he was.
But you pointed out some squares and then rolled some dice.
Right. So
he counted up the sides.
Okay.
To determine which side.
Oh, which side he was going to be.
And then he
spit
rolled
out
the
d4
to randomly determine where I was actually going to come out.
Okay. Yep.
Do I understand that it was kind of random?
Yes. You understand how this works.
I can get out of here.
Okay.
Just keep trying.
Possibly. I can get out of here.
It's almost as if you're the one that decided to put yourself in the middle of the monsters.
Shut up.
Hey, you know, it's turned out pretty well for you, all in all.
Yeah.
Considering that you've had two monsters on either side of you.
At least the one behind me started to get, you know, tangled up.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be my turn.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
Tolkien.
Takes 8 damage.
Yay!
Okay. He's going to shift and charge Orym.
And take 5 more damage.
Yes.
I can get out of there!
Which way did he exit?
That way.
Okay.
Yes, he runs in the opposite direction, runs into the mist, and comes out the other side.
I've been thinking of trying it, but I'm afraid.
I know.
At least if you go into the wheat field, it just spits you back out.
You can try it with
tragedy,
the sphere.
Y'all is even supposed to be here today.
I was just watching that last night.
It's like one of my favorite movies.
You didn't wake me up?
Tell
me there was a reason why I liked you.
I just had it on for background noise while I was typing.
Okay, charge attack says. Oh, that's high. 30.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. For 15 damage. And that will make it Trail's turn.
Yes!
Trail's turn.
Do you have any sort of pull?
Let's watch the trail dance.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I really
doubt
it.
Push that you could invert?
No, I don't think she does a lot of pushing. She does a lot of killing.
She does a lot
wants
of damage.
To keep it. Yes, that's all.
She has one tangly power, at least.
She can keep someone in place.
Shoot him in the face
the
until he dies.
I like that idea.
I thought so. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Point to me. Okay, I am... Okay, okay, good. That's the one that I thought. Okay. shut up, Matthew. All right. Okay. She's going to use... This thing is still her quarry, yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. She's going to use Twin Strike and hope that this kills the stupid thing.
Might be
unlikely.
A yet.
Kill it to death.
What if I roll really awesomely? You don't know, Rob. Cool.
That's why I said unlikely.
Not impossible.
Not a 20, but really awesome still.
Roll 19.
No, I got 18.
Hey, okay. That's close. Awesome
32 enough. Versus AC.
How much?
32 versus AC.
That'll hit.
Awesome.
Now roll 67 damage.
11 regular damage.
Nice.
Nice.
Okay.
6 quarry damage.
Okay.
And second attack.
Okay.
I don't think so. 24 versus AC.
24 versus AC will hit.
Yes. Ooh, awesome. 12 damage. Oh, wait, actually, 12 plus 3. 15 damage.
Okay.
Actually, there's another plus 3 in there. I forgot to add that to the first hit.
Forgot your enhancement bonus.
Yeah.
All right.
Be dead.
No. That's a little over 30 damage. That's all. 35 damage.
You and your maths.
What?
So how many points does it have?
He's bloodied. That might be pretty good.
He was bloodied around 50 damage or so.
Okay, what else?
She's done. Although she is tempted to run into that thing just by virtue of curiosity, she's not going to. Because she likes being here, killing this thing. All right. Done.
Okay. Let's see. Hefner.
Imagine it like a big tempting moon bounce in the middle of the...
Is he still dazed?
Yes, he is.
That's what I thought.
And he takes 5 damage. If he attacks.
Nice.
He does? Oh, if he attacks.
If he attacks Orm.
If he attacks.
No, if he attacks. Yeah, anybody
adjacent
he attacks,
to Orm that attacks.
Oh, really?
Any enemy that adjacent to Orm that attacks takes 5 damage. Guardian Blades is cool.
Yes.
He'll stand.
Even as dazed, he can stand?
Yeah.
Okay.
He gets to take 1 action.
Okay.
And that's his turn.
Good job, Orm. You dissuaded it from eating us.
You still get the...
For now.
Plus 2. It's still... Dazed grants combat advantage, doesn't it?
Yep.
So. Let me ask you, if I use Thunder Wave, I could have pushed those guys 1 square.
Mm-hmm.
Would that push them through the fog?
That would push them
it would push
the
them
fog.
Into the fog, yes.
Into okay. the fog.
Would that be of any...
Duh.
They seem to have the ability to negotiate the fog.
Or just... Yeah.
If... Well, you'd have to shift back to be able to get both of them. And then if what we're thinking works... Yeah, because you can only... It's a blast, not a
yeah,
burst.
Close blast.
So you'd have to shift 1 square back to get both of them. And then you would be able to push them into the fog.
And they should Pac-Man out on the opposite side.
If Maybe. That's how this works, yeah.
Didn't one go in and come straight back out the same place?
Yeah, they've done that a couple of times now, I think.
No.
So they clearly have the ability to negotiate the fog to some degree.
Except Salvatore
went in here, came
out
there.
Okay.
Yep.
Went in here, came out there.
Yeah. So, in theory, it would pop them, Tolkien next to Torque, and...
Does he still have
actually,
that
no,
reaping
Tolkien
strike that knocks one into the other or
cleave?
Whatever? Cleave?
Yeah. Cleave is an at-will.
And it would knock Hefner over to Torque, and Tolkien back
shot.
Over to me, if
we,
it
we
works how we think it does.
They do.
Yeah, if it does.
Well, figure it out.
Nothing.
I was just a question.
2 turns from now.
Yes.
Okay.
Torque.
Hi, how are you?
It's your
I have a thing in my face. This makes me angry and is generally regarded as a bad move. Comeback strike. And no, I didn't use it before. Remember,
right.
I did the swerve.
Right, right.
I can hear people out there going, you used it. 29 versus AC.
It'll hit.
All right. 6. Where'd my other 12 go? I just, you know, just frazzled. 6 and 9 is 15 plus 8 is 23 in the face.
Okay.
He continues to be marked in his marky sort of ness. Hang on, I want to check something here. Is anybody actually hurt at this point?
Any of us? Or any of the party?
Yeah. Party, yeah. I am.
How much?
37, almost bloodied.
Mm-hmm. How many squares
what
away from
pop
me
you again?
You?
Just for the heck of it.
You're down 30?
I'm down 237, my bloody's 35.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You're 12 right, squares away from Orm.
My turn is over. We're good.
Okay.
That's Tolkien coming in, kind of.
Camus. Shift. Hit that. Hit Tolkien.
Stop hitting my brother.
That is going to hit for... And we'll knock it prone. Boom. And that'll be Camus' turn. Orm.
Do I have room to shift back now or not?
Yeah, you can still shift. You She didn't take up the space that you would have had to shift to get both of them.
Okay, let me shift back. And now I can get both of these guys with my Close Burst 3.
Close Blast 3,
Close
yeah.
Blast 3.
Because he'll drop it, so this is the corner.
Okay.
Facing up.
All right, Thunder Wave on both of them.
Such a bad idea.
Probably is. 15 versus Fortitude.
No, 16. He's still. You
got
Grandis is plus one.
Okay.
And the Hefner is still dazed until the end of your turn, so it's 18 versus Hefner.
16 and 18?
Darn it.
I didn't think so, but.
It was worth a try.
Well, worth a try.
I agree.
Better to use it on Thunder Wave than ruin my perfect score on one sword.
Sustain.
And, yeah. And that's it.
Okay. Homer.
Battlefire.
I was like, nope. Yes.
Wow.
I am amazing.
Yes, you're amazing for making him roll crap.
Lovecraft will take some damage.
Yay. That's still good.
Yep. Slowly rotting away.
It's all right. Just keep doing that.
And then we'll stand up and shift over to Cat.
This isn't getting old.
Salvatore. Well, attack Torque.
I kill him. Reflexively.
That's going to be a 34 versus AC.
That'd be kind of funny if he got 20 and he did kill him reflexively.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Yeah.
For 10 damage.
Yeah, pretty sit him faster than a Jennifer.
Brandis.
Somebody, Sam.
Oh, I don't friend. Even. I guess we're all. Well, I guess I'll go ahead and smack Hefner there, and with my magic weapon to keep up that bonus.
Smack a Hefner.
That's wow. 30 versus Fortitude.
30 versus Fortitude will 31,
hit. 31. Yeah.
Magic weapon hits Fortitude.
Oh wait, no. 31, whatever. It's a lot. 20, 33 versus AC, even better. Yeah, helps if I look at the right thing. Okay. So, 13 damage, and the bonus continues.
Okay.
More glowy sparks keep circulating.
Still dazed or anything?
No.
Well, I mean, it's still dazed.
Go ahead and take healing surge plus 10.
You didn't attack it.
What's that? Take a healing surge plus 10?
Yep.
No longer bloodied.
You're mostly back up to full.
Yeah, almost.
That's why he didn't want to heal you earlier, because it was like, eh.
Yeah.
Super waste.
You get a little bit more hurty.
Okay. What else?
That's all.
Okay. Cat.
I'll stay in the huddle.
When Lovecraft hits, did he do anything other than bucket of damage?
Nope.
Okay.
Unless he's charging. He has done, well, and that is, well, it knocks you prone.
Oh. I think. Only when it's charging?
Yeah. And you've seen them charge since then, and they don't always do it.
Okay. Because I'm debating if I just want to step away from him. Actually, walk away from him.
That always works out really well for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
You should go into the wheat field.
Teleport
into another
one
of the things
again.
I was thinking about. Just,
that's a good thing.
Worst case scenario, you end up exactly where you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, wish him into the cornfield, Anthony.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man.
Teleport into the field.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yes!
Yes!
Hey, it's Ket!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hello!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Look out for Malachi in the corn.
Hmm.
Cursed.
Outlander? Yay, Ket!
Yo. Eyes of the Vestige at Salvatore.
Okay. Oh, that's even a guy you have cursed.
Mm-hmm. Because I've got them all cursed now.
From like a year ago.
Hey, that's decent.
During the Industrial Revolution.
29 versus Will.
Pretty sure that hits.
I hope so.
Yes.
All right, so... That's 10... Nope, sorry. 13 psychic damage.
Okay.
And 7 poison damage from my Eyes of the Vestige augment. And then I can Warlock's Curse.
Okay. Damage. Do you still have the option to deal it to something else?
Or does target a creature within 3 squares of the target and within the target's line of sight.
Okay, so it would have to be 3 squares?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless that's within 3 squares because 1, 2, 3.
No matter what, it's not going to be in his line of sight.
Ah. Okay. Seven curse damage.
That will kill it.
Ah!
Yes! Yay.
Good one.
Cat hops in to kill the steel. Or steal the kill.
Yep.
And I get some sort of bonus that I think won't be usable. One creature within 5 squares of me takes a -2 to penalty of fortitude until the end of my next turn.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Nope. Nothing's within 5.
Boo.
Unless I do it to Trell. No.
What was that moment of consideration?
How funny would this be?
Pretty much. Anywho. Minor standard.
All right. Nothing like stealing a kill to get Ket's spirits back up.
Yep. Getting away from the mess I got myself into.
Tolkien will...
Take 5 damage.
He will?
Isn't he right next to me?
Yeah.
He has to attack first.
Oh, okay.
Calm down.
Well, yeah. You get excited.
But he will.
Now!
Yay.
He takes...
Now he takes 5 damage.
I want to use Disruptive Strike.
Okay.
Okay. Correctly this time.
Correct.
I have incredible range. 4, 5, 6. Yeah. I can hit anything on this board.
I'm pretty sure that she can hit anything on the board ever.
I could hit Rob.
Her long range is 20.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's her long range.
Okay.
So
if, short range would be 10?
Yep.
I could hit Rob.
If she took a -2 penalty, she could hit anything on the board ever.
Okay.
Okay.
Unless it was corner to corner.
Right.
Even then, she could do it.
Oh! 18 versus AC. Can I use...
like Chuck Norris.
Now would be a worthwhile time to use your Elvish Accuracy.
I will. I will do this thing. Okay. Where are you? Where are you? There you are. Wait. Okay, yes. Okay, I'm going to roll twice and use either result.
What?
Right? Yes.
Huh?
Okay.
You're going to roll another die.
I can roll... Wait.
You already did the one roll.
I can roll twice.
Wait. Oh, because of your Paragon path?
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Cool.
Yes.
Calm down,
she hates to miss.
Extra rerolls, I get it.
Okay, yes. Okay. 26 versus AC.
26 versus AC will hit.
In your face.
Is it?
Literally.
They don't have a face.
Wait.
The first time around it was in his face. That was the problem.
It's a cannonball.
In your chest area.
In your horses.
In your solar plexus.
And your diaphragm.
In your Isles of Langer hands.
In your Stone of Gibraltar.
It's 11 damage, and the target takes a penalty to its attack roll for the triggering attack equal to 3 plus my wisdom modifier. So,
okay, so what, hang on. What's the damage again?
Just 11.
Okay. Now figure all that out.
So he takes a penalty to his attack roll for 5.
Okay.
Do not hit my friend.
When's that trigger?
If you or an ally is attacked by a creature.
It's an interrupt?
Yep. Immediate interrupt.
Q.
Might need it. What was the penalty again?
5. This is Vince!
28.
Yes.
Jeepus.
Rolled an 18.
Wow. All that.
You didn't prepare shield today, did you?
No, I did Guardian Blades, because they're more awesome. You even said awesome. So, either in this episode or a previous one.
You did.
They are more awesome.
I agree with that assessment.
They're more awesome, except when they're not, and you really need that shield.
That's how it always is.
I got a bit more healing.
Let's see.
I'm not going to need it.
That's going to be 13 damage. That was Tolkien. So, let's see. Trell.
Mark my thingy off. Okay. Switch my quarry to... Who is bloodied here? Lovecraft?
Does your quarry have to glow in the closest?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Who is the closest to me? Is that
Lovecraft,
Tolkien?
I think.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, because they're not.
Okay. So Lovecraft is now my new quarry. That's fine. He's bloodied. Good.
Yeah. I think the only thing that isn't bloodied anymore is Tolkien bloodied.
Tolkien's bloodied. Yeah. Lovecraft is bloodied.
So the only thing that isn't bloodied anymore is Homer.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't really matter.
Yeah, okay. Okay. She is going to shoot through that... What is this, a field of corn? No.
Wheat.
She is going she's going to shoot through that... 7.
Because could get to the point where you wouldn't have to be shooting past the wheat field.
Do I take a negative something?
He gets a bonus to his AC. Or his
okay. Okay, move me.
But,
move me.
Hang on. Do you have something that ignores concealment?
Yes.
So.
Ignore concealment penalty when attacking. Also. Okay, cool. Because she is so elfy.
Mm-hmm.
She can see.
That's a new comedy coming to NBC this fall.
She's so elfy.
Starring a former Dharma and Greg star.
Jenna Elfman.
Music by Danny Elfman.
Wow. Okay, she is so elfy that even though the wheat's moving...
Sponsored by Kisla Cookies.
What's The Hobbit now in theaters? Cut this whole thing.
No.
Okay. She is so amazingly elfy that she can shoot through the wheat and part it as it goes and also shoot in between it. It's going to be awesome if she hits.
Walk on top of the snow.
Yes. If there was snow here, she'd be so awesome on top of it. Crap. I don't think so. 21 versus AC.
21 versus AC will not hit.
Okay. Let's try this. Wait, is this her? This is Isra Corey. Yes, she Corey'd this thing. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, second attack. Better. 25 versus AC.
25 versus AC will hit.
Yes.
Was this a twin strike?
We're going to retroactively call it a twin strike.
Yes, thank you. I thought I said it. Okay.
So, since you missed with the first one...
Hold on a second. Let me roll this.
Okay.
11 damage. And... quarry damage. Hold on. 9 quarry damage. Okay. And because I missed with my first one, Ket, are you within 5?
I am.
Do you want this?
It would be more beneficial to me than it would be to Torque.
Okay. Then you can become once more my precious hunting friend. I mean, it persists.
The friendship persists.
The hunting friendship does persist. Okay.
Someday, there will be just pages and pages of fan fiction written just about the bond of the precious hunting friendship.
Minor action, sustained friendship.
Good. Yes.
That's what she wants. She wants fan fiction.
I think it's already starting.
Listeners, get to it. Podcast. Major spoiler second.
Don't need to encourage them.
Yes. Okay. What else?
Done.
We just
done.
That's encourage it. Them against certain fanfics.
Okay.
Go
that guy still on the. Hefner's not dazed anymore, right?
No, he is not.
Okay.
Ket Smith slash fiction is probably about
it. You.
Weird.
I didn't think it up.
Shift. And Hefner will charge Trell.
I want to reaction him.
Okay.
So that's reaction. Afterwards, yes?
Yes. Well,
it depends on the trigger.
If it's reaction, then yes.
Enemy, it's a immediate reaction.
Yeah, so then it's after the attack resolves.
Okay.
The trigger is you get attacked?
Yes, makes a melee attack against me. Is this a melee attack?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Then yes.
It's gonna be a 28 versus fortitude.
Yes.
Okay.
Boo.
Boo. 26 damage.
Okay.
And. You're pushed 2 squares and knocked prone.
Ah!
Trample. Again with the boo.
Okay. I can still attack from prone.
Yes.
So, as soon as she flops backwards, she's going to shoot at this stupid thing.
Is that thing triggered as a ranged attack?
Yeah, this can be a melee or a ranged. I can shift 1 square to make a basic attack against the enemy.
Can you shift when you're prone?
You cannot.
I didn't know if you could roll over or anything.
No, there's a feat for that.
Feat that lets you shift while prone.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah. That's the only reason we know that rule.
Question.
Prone.
It says special gain a power bonus to your basic attack roll equal to your wisdom modifier. Does it mean for this attack only?
For this attack, yes.
Okay. Okie doke.
So you negate the, negative for attacking while prone.
Oh, okay, cool. So this will be a ranged basic attack. Now, 21 versus AC.
That will whiff.
She's not used to being on the ground. so suddenly.
Yes.
Okay. That's it.
Okay. Usually top of the round.
Much more warning.
Prepare for pronage.
Pronage, prepare.
It's like a prone subpoena. You've been served. Yes. You will be knocked prone within the next 10 days.
You gotta catch me first.
All right. Top of the round.
Remind me that time Ket got served.
Yep. Top of the round. It is Torque's turn.
Top of the round.
It was like
I am so taking this Schmendrick out.
It is bloodied.
How many floops away am I from it?
One
floop.
One floop?
That's the new measure.
I'm leaping into action. Torque sees Trell go down, and she fires arrows blindly into the air, and he thinks, my hunting buddy was just eaten by a duck. And so Torque irrationally leaps into action with his covering attack.
Does he have any other way?
Yay, I'm going to yell at you to get behind it.
I'm not listening to you. I'm leaping into action. From behind it.
Wait.
So you are listening?
No. He just happens to go where you want him to.
I meant to do
whatever
that.
Works.
Exactly. Okay, so where do you want him, Rob?
I want him over here so Trell can just easily give up and get the flank.
Oh,
if he's on the corner, moving up and getting the flank from where he was.
No, no one could get the flank from where he was because it would be inside the cornfield.
Meanwhile, there.
No, he was on the diagonal.
Oh yeah, that's true.
That and I don't want to walk up there, anyways.
That's okay. I understand.
Not a melee.
Yeah, you're scared.
I don't have a.
Oh, look who gets one melee attack, and all of a sudden he's a freaking knight. Stand back, young maiden.
27 versus AC.
Yay.
27 versus AC.
Yeah,
That'll hit.
Two weapon plus strength. 12. 12 plus eight.
Yes.
Is 32 in the face.
Nice.
Yes, in his
non-existent
face.
And an ally of mine adjacent to the target, who's now flat on her back, two squares away.
She's not
adjacent. Theoretically
to
have done something, but it's too late now.
He was getting to it. That will take out Hefner.
Yay.
Yes!
Blood.
My name's Rob.
Anything
and
happen on that curse?
Yeah, I can give something within five squares of me a -2 to their fortitude.
Oh.
Gee, if only you were entrenched with a bunch of bad guys.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Yep. Anything else there, Torque?
The problem is you're working two levels ahead, but they're the wrong levels.
Yes.
Same team, okay. Rob.
Same team. We love you, Rob, but not like that. just as a friend.
What?
Is that mine? Is that your impersonation of it?
No, that was definitely
an impersonation of most people.
That was definitely Matthew.
Oh, jeez. It's too late. Do I still have a move action?
No, you moved to get over to attack.
Oh,
it.
That's right. I moved to where I didn't need to be because there's no flanking because he's dead.
Yeah. if you didn't roll max damage, it might have survived. I don't know.
Hi, my name's Torque. I hit things really hard.
Yeah, no.
I don't have to think two rounds in advance, Rob. Things don't stand up against me for two rounds.
Ooh, look at me being a
anything
douchebag.
Else at the end of this round?
Do I have any... How does second wind work? Is that a...
So that's a standard action.
Okay, so I can't second wind. I got nothing really to do. I'm not bleeding out the head or anything. I used my third wind. I think I'm done. Oh, wait. No, I'm done.
Okay. Or,
It's worked before. The one sword on Tolkien. And that will be a 33 versus reflex.
Oh, hit.
Sword to kill them all.
Oops. Yeah, that's kind of... Yeah. Anyway. 5, 10, 15 damage.
Okay.
9 plus 16, 25 versus Will.
25 versus Will. We'll hit.
Dazed.
And not expended.
Yep. And for my move action, let's move the fireball up next to Lovecraft.
You don't want to try and send the fireball this way?
No.
Okay. Homer's totally going to save this turn.
Probably.
Finally. Like, yeah, whatever. He's flying out with Laura in the corner.
Speaking of which,
it's Homer's go.
Yep.
Homer.
Poor Homer.
Wait, did you forget Camus?
Oh, did I? Yes, I did.
I think so.
I did.
That's the last time I went.
About a turn ago.
Alright.
She goes before Aurum.
Yep, she does.
Have you been adding the extra damage? Or?
So,
no, she was holding.
Oh yeah, he should have.
She was. She was holding
damage.
Her action. I just have like magic this weapon. Really. I kind of have this medical condition that when I'm trying to calculate things and then like people are like talking, sometimes I mark things twice. But Homer didn't save.
Yes. Amazing.
So now it is Camus's turn.
Pretty frickin'.
And she's going to... This guy's dazed, right?
Yes.
Well.
She's going to thump him.
Thumpity thump.
For basically the same thing she's been rolling this whole time.
Don't forget just the plus hit. 4 Randus damage.
Oh, yeah.
That
why is there plus 4 Randus damage?
Magic weapon.
Oh.
Because Randus is a good leader.
Did I need to add that on my attack?
Yeah.
On my damage?
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Did you give Brian a compliment?
I gave Randus a compliment.
That's a well put together character you got there, Brian.
That's basically a love sonnet.
That's a good, non entirely useless character you got there.
Yeah, something like that.
Great thing you went there.
Yeah, don't get all mushy on me, all right?
It's a good thing.
Thump.
Thump.
Thump. Yes.
Prone.
Prone thump.
And dazed.
Lovecraft.
Baby Lovecraft.
Awesome. Nine damage.
Nice.
Baby, that's where it's at.
Has he still got...
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
These guys are bad at saving.
Apparently.
Can we just light them on fire and watch them burn?
I think we are.
We kind of have. Some of them.
This evens us out for the macaw.
And that'll kill it.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
The 14 damage it takes at the start of its... God.
Yep.
Yeah, well, who cares at this point?
Wee. Rob is mad that they're dying before he can do something cool. That's not right.
Okay, that was Lovecraft.
Able to do something cool.
That leads us to Randus.
Huh. Okay. I guess I'll, I don't know, just for the heck of it, move over here. And I guess I'd put me adjacent, so I'll wallop the, I guess, token there.
Okay.
With the magic weapon. That one. Okay, that's, wow. What is happening? That's 34 versus AC.
Wow.
Holy moly, he rolled a hit.
Awesome. He's been rolling hits for the last
like after the first
4 or 5
rounds. It's just been...
You know what that means. Finish your drink.
I suck the first
15
round
damage and the bonus is sustained.
Oh, those poor people.
Okay.
Now you need a fresh drink as we go into round 7 of combat.
Oh, remember to maybe save one of these stupid jerks.
Well,
I think we'll be able to save Homer.
Homer is kind of stuck.
Yeah,
don't
okay.
they kind of disappear into smoke when we...
No, they just fell over, didn't they?
No, nope, did they've been disappearing evaporate. Into smoke when they die.
They've been turning into smoke, yeah.
So we don't want to dye them?
They've been going fast.
Have you taken any damage?
Color.
Anything else?
That'll be all.
Okay. Cat.
Have we had any indication 10. That they have the
We've
ability to
damage.
Communicate?
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hi, Trell.
You should go into the cornfield.
I'm not going to go into the cornfield. I don't have any reason to go into the cornfield anymore.
Hi, buddy.
Also, it's wheat.
Yeah, see? Maybe one of these is corn. This one's corn.
Sure.
It's totally corn. It has to be some pumpkin. Corn.
That's what that big N is for, is Nebraska. So that one over there.
Yes. Which does work. Nebraska.
Yep. Da, 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 da. I'm just going to, all fight songs sound the same. So I'm just going to guess corn. That's Nebraska.
Nebraska. Oh, Nebraska.
That's the state song, not the fight song.
I don't know. You know what the N on their helmet stands for?
You know, Fort Hays has the exact same fight song as Northwestern.
And they also have the same mascot as Missouri.
Yep.
Oh.
Heroes and that song. Arrow.
Okay. Do it.
Don't fail. Nat 20.
That's not a fail.
Nice.
Yay.
Holy crap.
Is that Tolkien?
On Tolkien, yeah.
Yes. I think the thing should be deadified by
now. Yeah, we're probably the sirens.
Yep. So that
you could have, scooched up
that's
next
how you can tell.
To me.
No, I couldn't have. I was all the way the crap over here.
Okay.
Like, I'm fast, but I'm not that fast. So, both of you heal 3 points of...
I'll take that.
...hit points.
Hey, I'll take that, too. Thank you.
As the arrow just waves off of you, and let me figure out how much...
Hey, why are we talking like Yogi Bear? Hey, boo-boo. I'll take the points, too. That's just gonna task it.
How come we five damage?
Now, how come we got some hit points on that?
Power. That gives you hit points.
Was it because we were adjacent to the target?
Because you guys were both adjacent to the target.
25 damage?
That's before my crit damage, which is fire damage, so I do need to...
Leech off some of its life and it bleeds into us.
Uh-huh. No, this is a hero's arrow.
Yeah, this is like golden energy shooting out of my wand as an arrow explodes and gives you guys a little bit of heals.
Because Cat's a hero.
Yes. And a monster. And a mountain. And a god.
Yeah.
16 fire damage.
16 fire damage
off of the crit.
Gotta be done. Dead.
Cat is excitement.
And then...
Cat.
Is it dead yet?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yes.
Don't need even curse damage.
My turn.
And I'm still too far away for my curse trigger to do anything.
Oh, that's everyone.
It's everything except for Homer.
For Homer.
Yep.
I say we all walk over to it.
Yep, this will drop us out of combat rounds.
Yay.
Can I cut him in half?
No.
Are you sustaining the
Probably
fire?
Not, actually.
Yeah.
Kunk. Are you implying that I can't hit him for more than 20 damage?
Yeah, well, I'm cutting
I'm
him.
Telling
I'm implying
you
that
no.
you won't hit him for more than 20 damage enough to cut him in half. Because he's taken one hit.
Challenge accepted.
No. Torque.
Was that... Torque. Is this all in character?
No, because it was right, in character, well, I couldn't say accept.
All right, well, so then let's take this opportunity to get into character.
So do we still have a petrified headless horseman?
Yep.
Okay, go over to him.
I'm happy.
Put a head on it so we can talk.
Yeah, are there any pumpkins around?
Sure.
Seriously?
What? How's he going to talk? He's got no head.
God.
I don't know. Oh. Can we? Okay. Question.
Uh-huh.
Is it just his body petrified?
Like the horse is not? Or
are you asking?
No.
Are you asking about like his soul?
No. It's his clothing.
It's like his.
Oh, she wants to reach in and examine.
Yes, he is. Like I said,
I
want to see if he has IT.
Wait, what? You want to disguise yourself as a headless horseman?
No.
All right.
She wants to see what they look like naked.
No, she wants to check his ID.
I hate all of you.
Yes. It is.
I haven't said anything.
Neither have I.
That's why you failed.
Yes, you did. And shut up.
I said she's going to check his
ID.
ID.
Yeah. So in
you
order,
always wanted six obnoxious brothers.
Is his clothing
up.
Petrified?
Yes, it would be.
Yes.
The nature of the power suggests that it would also become petrified because he is covered.
That would be kind of weird to not be. Maybe I don't know.
No, it would make sense if it was not his clothing. Is his clothing like? Was it like? Spectral looking, or was
no,
it like
no.
solid?
They look perfectly solid.
Like when we were actually stabbing him and whatnot, did they bleed or?
They didn't bleed, but it sure felt like bone and muscle and skin that you were, in your case, punching.
Can we see any exposed skin?
No.
Was there any indication of exposed skin on any of these creatures when they were moving?
No.
They're all covered.
Yep.
Boo.
So they are
checked
so
down.
If you look
neck.
Down the neck, yes.
Okay.
Rannis and Kat come to the same conclusion at the same time.
My knowledge of nature. Can I, like, is anything indicating to me what race this person is?
Oh, this is some sort of fae.
So, arcana or nature?
Do I think it's like an Eldrin?
It's hard to tell.
Get up on the horse's shoulder and look down its neck.
Okay. She does that thing.
Okay. As you look down, you see that between the shirt collar and the tightly wrapped cape and some sort of undergarment, you cannot see any sort of exposed skin. Even down the neck.
So what is it hollow?
Is it like
we're looking inside of
Yeah, what is down the neck?
Empty...
Is it like gristle and bloody gross? Or what?
No,
what
you
that?
Can't see anything but clothing.
Basically, there's cloth over the hole.
So it's like hollow clothing?
No, there's cloth over the hole. You look down the neck hole and you see a shirt.
Yep.
There's no neck here. It's just more clothing.
Should
it be shaking out of it anytime?
Two options. Wait. We can either wait for it to actually get out of this, which
that might be
doesn't seem like it's going to happen anytime soon. Or we could just try and find Bowler and get out of here.
Okay, I'm not familiar with clothing. It's kind of a recent thing for me. So, any of you guys recognize the clothing styles?
That's a shirt.
Camus
walks over.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, okay. I thought this thing was waking up.
Nope.
That was Camus's Stegosaurus transforming back into a pin.
Yep.
Camus, does clothing look familiar?
Well, he looks like a servant. I would imagine probably something the, Autumn King created.
Mm. Do you think he sent this after us?
Oh, that's doubtful. I don't think he seemed terribly aware of us when we weren't standing in front of him. Likely, I would imagine these guys would just go around doing this. And now that we woke the Autumn King up, they're probably active again.
Yeah, I heard that Fae things kind of, if you're indebted to them, even if you die, you can still do their stuff for them.
I honestly doubt that these are dead creatures. He probably made them without a head.
Yeah.
Or made them with a head and immediately cut it off for some reason.
Would there be any benefit to me using my Gem of Seeing?
Sure.
Okay. I reach into the bag, pull out my Gem of Seeing, put it up to my eye, and look at the creature, which is a 13.
Total?
Yes.
Is that with Arcana or Perception?
6. Well, it says Perception checks.
Oh.
10 plus 3 item bonus.
I give you a plus to Perception.
Yeah, for being an elfie.
So that's 15 total?
15 total.
Okay. You put the gem up to your eye, and you can't really tell anything because there's this really thick layer of magic preventing you from seeing anything.
Hmm. Don't really see anything. There's like a thick layer of magic.
Trell, pause it, Ket. Ket, use your those eyes that you use to look at things when we were in the gnome village. Use that. Do that. Do that.
What? Look for magic?
I don't know. Whatever you did. Magic eyes. Magic eye thing.
But if... We're in a magic fog in a magic field surrounded by magic-y stuff. I imagine if he starts looking for magic, he's going to see it.
I mean, it I don't know how this thing works.
Torque's on the right track. I don't think looking for magic would be the best way to take a look at this thing. All I can do is say, hey, yeah, this thing is magic. And, well, it's a headless entity. This thing is either fey and or magic.
What are we hoping to achieve here?
I just kind of wanted to know what it was coming after us. I don't know. It's like the first time I've seen a sort of sentient-looking thing come after us. It's usually...
We're in
animal-based
land.
Yeah, been animal or plant-based.
I know, but I don't know.
Everything here is probably going to try to kill us, much like all the plants in the Summerland tried to kill us.
Chemist points at Randus. I need you to make me a piston.
Okay.
Something that can drive something that's about that thick and about that long, and she holds up, basically makes a circle with her index and thumb, and then does about a foot and a half.
Okay.
Straight into the ground.
Okay.
And you say there's a way that this thing can break out?
Yeah, eventually it will get out of this. I mean, this is the longest I've seen these things happen. Stay.
Maybe we should leave.
Agreed. Bowler. Bowler.
Charles putting a special bracelet on Torque.
No bowler? Can we go to the hole where he was at?
Sure.
Or she, I guess he.
He.
He was pretty
How big is the hole?
Hedgehog sized?
Yeah, actually very small because hedgehogs can really squeeze very easily.
They're
rodents.
So what happens if I peer into the...
they're not rodents.
What happens if I peer into the hole?
You just see dirt.
Okay.
No. They're technically carnivore. Like carnivore was their old thing. Now they have their own thing. But yeah, they're not rodents and they're not lagomorphs.
I think they're a kidney, something like that.
No. They're not a monotreme either.
Well, let's.
This portion, the science portion of the Critical Hit, is brought to you by.
The PBS. The inaccurate science portion of Critical Hit is brought to you by high school
speculative
25
science.
Years ago.
All right, Camus, let's just head in the direction we think the city's in and just go.
I think that sounds like the best.
Can you build and walk?
Sure. Let's see.
What's the piston for?
Driving something into the ground. Didn't you hear the lady?
I need to get my array someplace where the fog can't go.
Ah, I see. She doesn't really see
much. Oh, all
right.
You're so smart.
Nod your head and smile. They stop trying to explain. Okay. It's a lot easier.
All right, so walk for a while. Build a piston.
I'll find something of the size and start shaving it down or whatnot. And
here's a pumpkin. Will that make a good piston?
We might not be able to cut it. If previous pumpkins are any indication. That might have been a special pumpkin, though.
I think that was a special pumpkin.
We could take another pumpkin and see if we could cut it with a pumpkin.
So
if pumpkins is really strong, then maybe another pumpkin.
You guys
grab yourself a couple pumpkins then, Torque.
But don't actually step into the crop.
Good call.
What?
Don't actually step into the patch.
You can
reach in and grab it.
I was going to say, I didn't see any crop on the ground, but then I didn't know if those horses was real or not either.
All right. So you guys walk for a while, and eventually a piston is completed. Camus sets it up, shoots it into the ground, and then opens up a little port on top of it and slides her crystal array down. She looks down, and sure enough, it starts going beep,
beep. Is that good? Beep.
She looks up, looks over at Orym, have a reading.
Do we know if it's one of Dad's crystals?
It has to be.
How far away?
She pulls on the array that Randa's built, and the her little crystal thing pops out. She takes it, messes with it. Well, we should be able to follow this and find it.
Lead the way.
And she does. She just kind of holds up the rod and kind of follows it. You guys start walking, and you walk right up to a big, just white out fog bank, just sitting there, kind of
fogging away,
fogging menacingly.
I think that's a good place to end this episode. Thank you so much for listening to us in our gameplay. You can head over to majorspoilers.com, leave a comment on this show, or if you've got a question, podcast@majorspoilers.com. One of the things that keeps us alive certainly is the recurring donations that people set up. You can go over to majorspoilers.com and do a $2, a $5, or a $10 a month recurring donation. Every little bit helps us continue to do these shows and provide you essentially free entertainment week after week. So until next time, for Rob and Brian and Rodrigo and Adriana and Matthew and myself, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
Visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.